100.7 WHUD, Mike and Casey, it's 8:47.
Well, we're happy to have back the Bacon Brothers. Kevin and Michael have been on the show several times. In fact, we've had them in the studio before. They have back-to-back shows this week, Friday night at Ridgefield Playhouse and Saturday night at the Tarrytown Music Hall. Michael, tell everybody about the Bacon Brothers Band.
It's a six-piece band. Most of the songs are original songs we've written over the last 20 years and recorded in our seven albums. There's some covers thrown in. There's a lot of harmonies. It rocks. It's intimate. It's all over the place. It's pretty much a combination of lots and lots of different types of music. Plus, you have two writers and two singers, so there's a lot of diversity.
Wow. 20 years, seven albums. I want to go back to the Baby Bacon Brothers land. Who of you was first to get a guitar?
My brother had a guitar long before me. This is Kevin speaking. He was playing music almost before I was born. I don't know, when did you start taking lessons, Mike?
First instrument was a cello that I started when I was about six or seven, and probably started the guitar, banjo, mandolin, all that stuff at probably age eight or nine, something like that.
So, Michael, did you have to say, Kevin, why don't you get a guitar when he was old enough, or did he kind of just...
Oh, definitely. I gave him his first guitar, yeah. He had no choice in any of this.
Is that true, Kevin? This is like forced labor?
Forced labor, absolutely. Absolutely. He got me the guitar, taught me Hey Jude, and I'm still trying to figure out how to play it.
He probably made you carry his equipment, too.
Still do. Definitely. Definitely, yeah.
Is this a good time for you guys because it's the summertime and there's no more following and there's no more anything right on the agenda other than music?
Yeah, I mean, the summertime is, first off, as you know, it's a good time. People are kind of up and into the idea of playing music and listening to music. And there's also some you know, venues that you can play outside that you can't in the middle of the winter. It times out. It's always a little bit of a juggling act to figure out when we're going to be able to fit some shows in. The shows tend to come in earlier than movie and television stuff does. But yeah, the following is on a permanent hiatus. So we're not coming back. So it worked out well.
Actually, Kevin is never going to work again in this business.
We've just gotten used to you filming all over Westchester. What happened?
Oh man, we loved Westchester, man. It was funny because, you know, you shoot the show in New York, and if there's scenes that don't take place in New York, that take place out of town, you know, you have to kind of head either east or north, and a lot of times it was easier and there was more kind of access to woods and mansions and all that kind of stuff, and also, you know, police stations and all kinds of things in Westchester. We use Westchester all the time, and it also was very convenient for our directing producer. We often would find that, like, the locations, I'd be scratching my head going, well, how'd we end up here? And people would say, well, it's an hour from Marcos's house.
Make it easy on the producer director.
We enjoyed seeing them around the neighborhood.
Yeah, no more the following done after three seasons. Michael and Kevin, they'll be at Ridgefield Playhouse Friday night and Tarrytown Music Hall Saturday night. Now, having done some shows with them over the years, we know that sometimes they actually do this song to commemorate Kevin's great film career.
And that's a good time.
Yeah. Sometimes they go into Footloose. Maybe you'll get lucky and they'll do it at one of their performances this week. Here's Kenny Loggins with the original now, WHUD.